Today we're thinking about the prophecy in Micah chapter 5 about Jesus being born in Bethlehem. Let's read that passage from verse 2 to verse 5. But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who is ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times. Therefore Israel will be abandoned until the time when she who is in labor bears a son, and the rest of his brothers return to join the Israelites. He will stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they will live securely, for then his greatness will reach the ends of the earth. And he will be our peace when the Assyrians invade our land and march through our fortresses. We will raise them against seven shepherds, even eight commanders.
What comes to mind when you hear about Bethlehem? Some people know it is a small town in Palestinian territory in the West Bank, just 6 miles south of Jerusalem. Some may even associate it with troubles in Israel and maybe even the war in Gaza. We weren't able to visit Bethlehem when we went to Israel in 2001 because even then the troubles meant it was too dangerous. Bethlehem has history in the Bible. Ruth went there from Moab and married Boaz. Then their great-grandson, King David, was born there. So it's a small town, but it has hundreds of years of significance in Jewish history. Particularly at Christmas time, most people think about the birth of Jesus when you mention Bethlehem. Usually, that conjures up feelings of quiet and peace, the feelings that we find in carols like O Little Town of Bethlehem, where it says, "How still we see thee lie, above thy deep and dreamless sleep." I'm not sure it would have been all quietness and peace when Jesus was born, because the town was heaving with visitors for the census, which is why there was nowhere for Mary and Joseph to stay. We'll mention another phrase in the carol a bit later.
So when reading this passage, we usually pick out verse 2 because of the well-known prophecy of the birth of Jesus in Bethlehem. That prophecy was about 750 years before Jesus was born. But there's a lot more in the passage that's relevant to our theme of longing for joy. We didn't read verse 1 of the chapter, but it talks about a siege against Israel, while verse 3 talks about Israel being abandoned. And in verse 5, we read about the Assyrians invading. So there's a lot here that's rather depressing for the Israelites. And we know that all these invasions happened and a high proportion of the people were exiled to Babylon. The theme is longing for joy, longing in the middle of the darkest time. The Jewish people had to hang on to this passage and the passages in the four reflections we've already had, because as a nation, they were to endure hundreds of years of conquest and exile. But then we get back to verse 3, which says that Israel will be abandoned until Jesus is born. And just look at verse 5, which says, "And he will be our peace." The key point is that Micah is prophesying that Jesus, the Jewish Messiah, the one the Jewish people were longing for, and the one who would reconcile both Jews and non-Jews to God, would be born there.
Going back to O Little Town of Bethlehem, there's that wonderful phrase that says the hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. The hopes of the Jewish people from thousands of years past were met on the night Jesus was born. And God's plan from eternity past was to be fulfilled in this small town. More than that, the hopes of the whole world would rest on that from that time, on that one night in Bethlehem. Even though Bethlehem had some important history, it must have been a puzzle to the Jewish scholars that the Messiah would be born in a small and fairly insignificant town when Jerusalem, the capital, was only about half a day's walk away. But out of this small, humble and insignificant town would come a baby who would fulfill God's purposes and would demonstrate God's love for us. The Jewish people were longing for the Messiah to come, and they still are. They were longing for joy. For Christians, that joy came 2,000 years ago, and the impact of the birth of Jesus is just as real today as it was then. No wonder Christmas is such a joyful time for Christians. It's a time of hope. It's a time when even when life is tough, there is hope and joy in the birth of Jesus.
Let's pray. Father, we pray whatever is going on around us at Christmas time, help us to stop and to contemplate the wonderful things that you have done. Father, help us to dwell in silence and peace, to know what it is to know you through your Son, Jesus Christ, and to marvel at the plan that you set in place even before life for us began, even before life began on this earth. Father, we want to dwell close to you through this time of upheaval in our lives over Christmas and for all that's going on in the world around us, and to know your presence, but to marvel at your love and your forgiveness and the plan for our salvation that you put in place. So Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we just want to praise you and worship you and give thanks to you for your precious plan of salvation. In Jesus' precious name, Amen.